Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic alternative and pretty much everything I can find that I can crowbar into this genre and think that's going to be vaguely appropriate for the show. So I really do hope you enjoy the choice of tunes you generally get out of this show. Okay, we started the show there with Frontline Assembly, and that's a track off their latest album, Artificial Soldier. That's a track called The Storm, of which I think is rather stunning. I seem to be one of the last people in the world to actually listen to this latest album properly. And just as I was actually just chatting about that during the track to my two guests tonight. So I'd like to say hello to Rich and Andy. So good evening, guys.
Evening.
Evening.
So yeah, you're basically known to me as the guys who do Resurrected. Is that correct? So
yes.
Yep.
For our sins. Yeah.
For your sins. Andy, do you want to move that mic slightly closer to you? Because it's coming a bit echoey. There you go. That's probably going to be much better now. Yeah, so you guys are basically Resurrected. You're doing a lot of DJing in the Leeds world of things. You're here tonight choosing a big bunch of tracks for us.
Yep.
Cool.
Taking over, once again.
Taking over. But yeah, we were just nattering away there whilst Frontline Assembly was playing. I must be the last person to have picked up this album, because I think everyone really got into the Frontline Assembly album just before Infest. It was released about a month or two before Infest, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. I don't think the internet helped. I'm fairly sure those people had it before they probably should have had it.
It was required listening before you attended Infest.
Yeah, I think I failed miserably on that qualification, unfortunately, but I'm definitely getting into it now. And as pretty much everyone seems to say who's been listening to this album for any amount of time, that it seems to be a quality one from them I've not really followed their stuff intently for the last few years, but certainly Adam, who was on our last show, was saying that he always thought the albums they've released in between were okay but not as good as they could have been. So
there's always benchmarks in any career, and
I think
unfortunately Frontline Assembly have the kind of tactical neural implant hanging around the neck, and that's been the benchmark for over a decade.
But they certainly seem to be back on form. That seems to be the consensus between everyone I chat to, at least.
I think so, yeah.
So, but as I say, you're choosing a bunch of stuff for us tonight, so we should have a great selection of things. You're basically taking over the playlist and just making this more of a Resurrected team thing, I think. And as usual, there'll be more information about club nights and gigs in the area coming up later in the show. But I think for the time being, we should just get on with the tunes. Now, this is a track chosen by Andy. I'm a bit kerfuffled here, because I've really not organised myself in any way, shape or form. So I'm just going to read this off the notes Andy's passed to me a few moments ago. So this is a band called Stiff Kittens.
That's right, yes.
And a track called Happy Now.
Happy Now.
Okay, well, as I say, I've never really heard this, so let's go. Thank you. I've got to say, absolutely wow. Right, okay, we've had a couple of tracks there chosen by Andy and Rich from Resurrected. We have the Pipettes there with Pool Shapes. Now, you were just saying whilst that was on, this has completely thrown me. It's completely caught me out, because it's not a band I've heard of, but you're saying they've been around for most of the year?
Yeah, the album came out earlier on this year. I just chanced upon it. It was on a Rock Sound sample disc that came off the front of the magazine. And I just thought, I've never heard anything like that. I thought it was really good. So Andy actually got me the album, you know, legally downloaded, I'm sure. Yeah, and I just thought, stunning. The album's fantastic. It's kind of a weird kind of mix of, you know, the Shangri-Las and ABBA.
Yeah.
It's not your average. If you like retro music, then I'm sure you can find something you can like in that.
Of course. It's definitely got that whole, I'm not sure what generation, you know, 60s, 70s feel to it.
Yeah, 60s kind of pop. And it's pure pop. I don't expect it to be anything but pop, but it's done in kind of a cool kind retro way.
Manufactured either, it's not.
No, it does sound worryingly genuine and amazingly catchy.
Yeah, the three girls that are the kind of the voices of it.
Mm.
They're quite ballsy young ladies, I think.
Ah, that's
And I'm not entirely sure whether they're English. I think they're English. I don't know. I don't know any more about them than that.
That's fair enough. And before that, we had Stiff Kittens with Happy Now. Another, again, something completely off my radar. So, did you say they were quite an old band?
Yeah, late 80s.
Yeah.
Very Joy Division, Chameleon type feel there.
And yeah, it's a great sound, which I wish more bands would be happy to produce, because I can't find anything wrong with that kind of deep voice and very melodramatic with just kind of fairly raw guitar and drums underneath.
Definitely.
That works brilliantly for me, and the more bands I can hear like that is going to be absolutely brilliant. Right, as I say, we try and run down the club nights and gigs in the area, and I'm going to try and split this throughout the show, because we've got lots of information. We've got information from you guys about how stuff's happening over the New Year period, and maybe some information about things happening at the start of next year, but I'm just going to run down what's happening this coming week. We have coming this weekend, of course, Woolstock, which is a 3-day mini festival thing happening in Leeds. So that's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Friday and Saturday are the band days. So on day one we have The Ghost of Lamora, Zombina and Skeletones, The Way of All Flesh, Lesbian Deathbed, and that's all playing at the Mixing Tin. And on Saturday we have Rhombus, The Spares, Incubus, Succubus and NFD. Not in that order, I've just read that list out completely random, as far as I can tell. Incubus, Succubus headlining on the Saturday, and that's a load of bands playing at Joe's as well. And on Sunday we have a little mini club night, the Woolly Logic Club Night, featuring DJs from the Friday Flock with guests, and that's on at the Subculture in Leeds, and that's 7 p.m. till midnight. More information about that can be found at www.woolstock.co.uk. I think it's probably worth mentioning the other club nights in the area as well. So we have the Wendy House on the following Saturday, on the 16th of December, at Leeds Student Union. I think pretty much everyone knows about that. It's a huge night. Alternative 80s and goth downstairs, and kind of hard dance bleepy stuff in the Mutate Room upstairs. 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m, 5:30 on the door. More information at www.thewendyhouse.org. And also we have fair amount of Carpe Noctum going on this month. Bradford's very own goth night, running very happily. It's on next event is Saturday the 23rd of December. It's at the new Beehive, Goth Industrial EBM Alternative, 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. £2 on the door before 10, £3 after. More information about that at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. And also worthy of note is on Sunday the 31st of December, Carpe Noctum's having a one-off New Year's Eve bash at the 1 in 12, its previous home where it ran for many a year. So that's 9 p.m. till late, £3 on the door, and still more information at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. So that's pretty much the main roundup. We're going to continue and tell you about a few other things later on in the show, but I think we're going to just carry on and play a few tunes now. We've got another one here selected by Andy, and this is he says leaning around to see the right piece of paper. This is Mark Almond, isn't it?
Mark Almond and the Willing Sinners, yeah.
So okay, I'll get this playing.
Around lighting bonfires and the cars. Joey run around lighting bonfires on the cars. Drives the wheel of the burned out rusted wreck of the Chevrolet. Drives the wheel of the burned out rusted wreck of the Chevrolet.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard the Monolith with 503-673-29. We're just chatting. Does anyone actually know what that song's about? Is it a barcode? Is it a reference to Lost?
Could be a grid reference. Who knows?
Someone's house somewhere, a grid reference?
Could be.
So, yeah, if you do know, email in nigel.sparridge@bcbradio.co.uk. Drop us a line. Tell us what on earth that song is about. We are vaguely curious. And that was one of my choices, so that was a bit significantly more bleepy. I thought I'd up the bleep level of the show a little. But before that, we had a couple of choices from the Resurrected guys here. So that was Shiny Toy Guns before that with Photograph.
Yep.
Again, something I'd not really heard, but it still had a kind of almost pop, but still kind of rocky pop sound to it.
The album itself, in some tracks, is very synth pop, other tracks are electro. I had to pin down again. I know absolutely nothing about them. I don't know where they come from, who they are. They could be Japanese, Norwegian. I have no idea.
Both of you guys so far have been so fantastic at pulling up bands that are completely off my radar, which is, I don't know, that's the point of getting you in here, I think, just to stop this show being predictable or anything, keep it nice and varied.
Yeah, I think we're a bit useless on the research front now.
We'll get people to email in, it'll all be okay. Alright, and if they're listening to this on the internet, they can Google for it anyway.
Interactive.
They can tell us about it all. And then before that we had Mark Almond and the Willing Sinners. I'm actually writing a set list as we go, and I can't read my own handwriting. This is absolutely terrible, so everyone's giggling at me in the studio. With Joey Demento, was it?
That's right.
Fantastic. And again, that's just some Mark Almond stuff, which I think, like most people, I'm completely off the radar with since the end of Soft Cell and things like that. And there's a lot of good stuff out there. It's well worth getting airplay to it.
Definitely, yeah.
Definitely. Right, it's worth, I think, getting you guys to explain what's going on with club nights that you're involved with. Because I keep losing track. I know I keep saying you're the resurrected guys. But you both have a hand in a various number of nights in the Leeds scene.
Well, it's probably the time to kind of announce, really, that Resurrected's kind of outgrown its claws, so to speak. Come the end of this year, Resurrected is not so much finishing, it's kind of been put to the side. Okay. It's not going to be permanent. We're going to bring Resurrected back, definitely. But for nearly 2 years we've been doing goth, industrial, EBM, and we've kind of got the itch to do more.
Yeah.
And we've been given the chance by being able to DJ Substance on the Saturday nights down in Subculture, which the remit for it is anything. So we can play rock, metal, punk, goth, indie, industrial, ska, a dub, reggae, old crooners like Frank Sinatra. Anything goes. And we've got the absolute, you know, there's no boundaries whatsoever.
Carte blanche.
Yeah, absolutely. And basically what's happening down in Subculture is from next year, Substance, which has previously been three Saturdays of the month, it's coming down to one Saturday,
right?
And it's coming under our umbrella, so we're going to be Substance from January next
year. So both of you guys will be the Substance resident DJs, because before now it's been a kind of a random cycle of various DJs from Leeds.
That's right, yeah. I mean, Glenn from the Wendy House and Jilly from Mutate, they've done it before now. Adam from Control Frequency's done it. Various people have managed to, you know, stick their fingers in it, which is a good thing, because obviously you get an absolute wide range of musical tastes and influences in there.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not going to stop. We're definitely going to have guest DJs from anywhere. I mean, if anyone out there is listening who's from a club night in, I don't know, Solihull or something, who wants to have a go at maybe widening the horizons, you know, get in touch somehow.
Yeah,
I don't. Have we got any way to get in touch?
The usual Resurrected email address is andy@resurrected.org.uk or rich@resurrected.org.uk.
Fair enough. That sounds great. I guess you can always contact the Subculture through the Subculture website, and messages should get to you at some point through.
There's also I suppose there's a community on LiveJournal as well that's kind of active all the time. So
yeah, there's,
but
there's
the very last Resurrected for the foreseeable future is actually Christmas Eve.
Ooh.
So if you know, anyone wants to come down and have a shindig in a gothic style on Christmas Eve, taxis permitting, I'm sure, you know, £200 a taxi or something. But otherwise it'll be the standard kind of and we'll probably pull all the stops out and just really play absolute classic tunes rather than trying to be all wily and kind of out there.
That's fantastic.
Good time.
Yeah, so Subculture is going to be you guys, but keeping it varied with guests. And Resurrected, well, you've got the last big bash on Christmas Eve, which sounds good. I'm trying to think if there's anything else worth a mention.
There's some of the nights.
Some of the other Subculture nights.
That's right.
With Substance moving to one Saturday a month, that's obviously changing the format of some of the other nights, isn't it?
So that means Resonance is now moving to the same night as Wendy House and is being marked as a pre-Mutate warm-up night, so from 7 till 10. Or is it 6 till 10? I can't remember.
I think it's 7.
I think it's seven. I looked on the internet a few days ago.
So if you want to shake your booty first before you get to to Mutate, pop down to the Subculture for Resonance and be noised out.
Yeah, well, that was the Resonance Night is mainly Andy and Keith, and sometimes Tim. And we've had Andy and Keith, not Andy, Adam and Keith. Why did you say Andy? Adam and Keith, who were taking over the show last week. So you know exactly what to hear if you've heard last fortnight's show. I'm always thrown by the fact that this show is fortnightly, and I keep wanting to say last week, the last show. Yeah, so we've had those guys on the show playing then there. Interesting brand of noisy stuff. So that's going to be pre Wendy House on the Saturday night, and I believe also on the Sunday nights, taking the place of the Cycling Sunday, is at the start of next year, we're going to have Black Sheep making a return, which is Phono Paul and Jack, I believe, are the resident DJs for that one.
I think so. I'm not sure that you have to spare. Sarah's got more information about that.
Yes, I believe that's what's occurring on the Black Sheep front of things. Of course, all information about that will be appearing like magic on www.fridayflock.net. But I believe, that's hopefully the plan. So we'll get to see how that goes. But it's all changing the club scene in the new year. So lots of stuff going on. Right. I think that's a pretty darn good roundup of lots of stuff to do for the next month. So we really should continue with the tunes. What have we got lined up next? I think this is Northern Light, is
Northern
that correct?
Light.
This is a choice from Andy. Now, I've no idea about this. Did I hear a bit of this when I was queuing it up? I think I did.
You did, yeah.
But I've completely forgot because that was a chat ago. So I'm just going to get on and play it.
To lose, I ain't got much to say, but I got to know what you want from me. You're playing tricks on me, the way you look at me. Now I got to know what you want from me. Put the blame on me. I just can't wait to see the way you tell it to me. We'll be right back.
flames. As I draw my last breath, as I'm closing on death, I will call out your name. I've been a model for love, nailed up on the cross. While you're having your fun, as the damage is done, I'm assessing the
You are listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. Right, we had there, that was Heavens with Heather. Again, you guys are continuing to play bands that are quite off my radar. I think Jill, who does Wendy House, was telling me about those. I think it was either Jill or Nick. Someone has definitely mentioned me those to me in the last couple of months and told me to keep an eye out for them.
Yeah, it's the lead singer from Alkaline Trio. It's his little side project.
Right.
He's got a very distinctive voice, and
yeah,
it's a little bit darker actually. It's I think it's a little bit more gothic. I'd definitely say that.
Yeah, and before that we had Depeche Mode with you were telling me that's a new track, but off a best of album. Is that correct?
Yeah.
What's
continuing
the track
a trend of artists to release a best of and then stick crowbar?
Yeah,
best a of new unreleased track on there.
And best of and some of our new stuff, just to keep you interested. Yeah. And what was that? Marta, I think that was called. And before that we had Northern Light with What You Want. Three fantastic tracks, but. As I say, we're running short on time, as always. We're trying crowbarring lots of good stuff, but I'm going to basically just carry on with the tunes so we can get as much as we can in. So here goes. Here's a bit of Seabound. This has been DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. It has been a great show. We've had Andy and Rich from Resurrected and soon to be just the regulars at Substance. All great information. It's been great having you on. You've brought
thank you very much.
Fantastic very selection much. Of tunes. We hope you have enjoyed it. And we're going to leave you tonight with... Actually, it's probably worth me mentioning what the last track was, because I know people get really kind of a bit annoyed when DJs don't do their back intro. So that was C-Band with Domination, and that's off their latest album, Double Crosser. And we're going to leave you tonight with VMV Nation, a classic electronaut. If I can remember which CD player I put in, it's that one. Okay, so good night, and we'll see you in a fortnight's time. Okay. Cheers, guys.
Bye-bye.
Good night. I'm gonna go get some more.